I saw this show with my lovely bride in New York at Circle in the Square about 6 seasons ago. It originated in Looking Glass Theater in Chicago, created by Mary Zimmerman and her team. It takes some of the myths and stories from Ovid's Metamorphoses and creates an incredible theater piece. I remember that evening. I remember being so moved, so taken. There's so many images that I left with that show that that night I turned to Diana and I said, we're going to produce this show. And I plan my seasons very carefully. And so it's taken quite a while to the right time slot, knowing I have the right cast. But it's in this season. And so the show opens with Projects of Hope Night on the 6th, benefiting Sioux City Arts Center. We're really excited about that. And then continues through May 21, and it is an incredible evening of theater.
As you said, the Sioux City Arts Center is the recipient of Projects of Hope, and we just happen to have Aaron Weber-Driesen here.
Is that who that is? Oh. Yes, Aaron.
I sit quietly in the corner until I'm prompted. Yes. Hello.
Good afternoon, my dear.
Hello.
So in what way will this performance enhance things at the Arts Center?
Well, you know, first off, I need to say that if you haven't been on the LAM Facebook page to look at the shots that are being taken during their dress rehearsals, of the set, of the actors in costume, you need to do that because we are a perfect fit for this show. It is visually stunning. Al Harris Fernandez, our director, was approached by Russ and Diana for us to be the recipient of these funds. And yes, we are honored to be a part of this. How will it enhance the Sioux City Art Center? We're not really sure yet. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's a surprise to us, and it's one of those happy coincidences that that we happen to fit with this project, and so we're going to have a great time with it. That's what we know. And if you know that, in any project that the Art Center puts on, you know that we have a great time with it, and we host a heck of a party.
This has been a really great thing for your theater.
Well, it's been an idea that we had that's just win. I mean, it's a way for us to connect with other not-for-profits in the region. We're all in this together. Our goals are that's been astounding. To continue to talk about Hope, you and Diana's mom, and to keep her alive. In remembering her love of the arts, that's there. It's to get people into the theater, perhaps for the first time. To get people coming in past Projects of Hope Night, because we always ask the organization, leave your material so we can pass out things and get other people attracted to what's going on and the particular emphasis of the other not-for-profit. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful idea that really has kind of worked. And so the idea is on this Friday, go to the Art Center, call them. They all the funds, all the ticket monies go to the Art Center to further their ideas and their programs. We try to create, okay, here is the show. It's all done. You don't have to do anything. You just do what you want to do. Sell the tickets, give the ticket to your board of directors, have them buy 50 tickets, whatever, however you want to do it, and then come and just have a fabulous, fabulous evening.
We have, you know, one thing that we just wanted to do was to bring the love of the visual arts and the love of the performing arts to an audience that, you know, we have this cross-section that we're all going to benefit from this performance. we're all going to come away enriched. And I think that it's just going to be an amazing evening. Like I said, make this an experience right now. If you're not driving right now, pull up the Facebook page for Lamb Theater and look at these photos and look at the video that's going on of this rehearsal, because it is breathtaking. It is amazing.
I've actually had a couple people come up to me and say, am I going to be smart enough to see this play? And absolutely. This is not Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. These are stories that are 2,000 and 3,000 years old, and we are still telling them. So they speak to us. That's what's so brilliant. They speak to us right now. They reach right inside of your soul and put you in connection with your humanness. You're going to laugh. Oh, you're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to be compelled to think about some of these stories in a very theatrical, I think, beautiful, beautiful storytelling.
And that's great art.
And exactly right. Relevance. These stories are still relevant
today.
Oh,
yes. This isn't put on a pedestal type stuff. It is just for us. Anyone will go in. And some of these stories, you know, Midas and the Golden Touch. Lots of people say, is that old? Oh, yes, it is. But that Midas and the Golden Touch that you learn about in that, and its lesson, which we won't talk about now, is still relevant, still very relevant. So I'm very excited about this show.
And we want people to turn out for the Friday evening performance. What time is that, Russ?
We start at 6:30 with a free reception at Lamb Theater. And so come to the theater. You can get your tickets ahead of time just by popping onto the Art Center website. You'll see a beautiful pair of bright blue eyes right on the homepage of the Art Center website. Click right on the image and it'll take you right there. The tickets are only $20 a seat. And all of that money goes directly to the Art Center. And with that money, you'll get your seat for the evening, and then you also have a free reception. So we have non-alcoholic drinks as well as beer and wine and food, like I said, the Art Center knows how to throw a party.